You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. The Boise School District has the tough job of keeping kids safe while they're using the internet on 16,000 school-owned devices. The district recently switched providers to Go Guardian. Now, this company offers flexible filtering policies that work on and off campus. It will identify and block certain online content to protect kids, and each school can customize its filters. Joining us live in studio is David Roberts. He is the technology administrator with the Boise School District. Good to have you here.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, 16,000 devices. That is a lot to keep track of. So what kinds of you know, internet dangers are you looking for or guarding against?
Certainly. We are looking at specifically, are the students looking at explicit materials? Are they looking at material that would be about violence? And most importantly, would be self-harm. Now, I should verify also on this one, though, that we're not doing anything right now. We follow them when they're on our campus, on our network. So we know that they're going to go home and do what they do, but that's not our purview at this point. Our job is keeping them safe and making sure that we're aware of what they're doing while they're on our network.
And this new system, Go Guardian, why switch to this specific system?
This system, the great thing about it is, in the past, it was all about trying to block specific websites. Well, there's a new website or multiple new websites every day. You can't keep up. So it was impossible to have either a white list that says we allow only these or a black list that says we block these and try to keep up with it. So instead, this system looks at what is actually being viewed. I get screenshots. I can get information that says, that is reading specific words that students may be looking at that says, nope, that's explicit. We're not going there. That is self-harm. We need to be aware of that and maybe have a conversation.
And that's a big part of it, right? I mean, it's not necessarily trying to be Big Brother,
exactly. But
about, A, I would think, using the internet properly. So let's start with that.
Certainly.
Because whether you like it or not, kids these days, they're growing up with technology.
Right.
It is a part of their life.
Correct.
We have to teach them how to incorporate it into their lives.
Right. 10 years ago, the policy was pretty simple. Block everything. Don't let a phone in the building. And let's make sure that we have just eliminated any potential problems. We realize, of course, that's not realistic at this point. Students are going to use technology in school, out of school, and we're an educational institution. So we better take advantage of the opportunity to teach about responsible use. And so that's the big thing for us is it's not possible to say you're going to be perfect. They're going to make mistakes. They're going to push the limits. But while they do that, then how do we take advantage of it and say, this is how you are responsible about it? And we are going to see some things. And if we need to pull them in and have a principal talk with them or a teacher, we'll do that. We'll have the conversation.
And then talk about the idea, though, too, of there's a whole other component to keeping them safe. And it is about what they're viewing. And you mentioned this earlier, possible things like self-harm. Are kids looking at things regarding suicide?
Right.
I mean, talk to me about that as well.
That is, to me, one of the biggest ones we've had. And I know last year, we've been on this system for 1 year. And last year, we did have a couple situations where a student is looking up information that says they want to know how to harm themselves. And there are some keywords that you can see that make it very obvious. And at that point, though, whether it seems completely obvious to me or not, I send it on to a principal. They have the conversation with a counselor, and then they will have a conversation with the student and with the parent. We have our due diligence to protect the child, and we would rather make the error of having a conversation and saying, is everything okay? We know of a couple situations last year where the student did have a plan. They were ready to do bodily damage and try to kill themselves. And so we know that the system works and that conversations about this really do save lives.
And I would think, to expand on that, you can also look for keywords if they want to do harm to others.
Exactly, yes. Because in this day and age, the violence that is taking place around the nation is certainly a concern. And so we have to look at physical security around the schools, but also the ability that we have to see what they're searching, whether it's a video, whether it's a document, to know that we have the ability to say, you know what, that one crossed the line. We need to have a conversation.
How do parents, how are they reacting to this?
To this point, I have yet to have anybody complain at all. We've had very positive response from building administrators and from parents. Anytime they have reached out to a parent to say, we had this concern, it's been very positive. And we've even had some parents who have then called us back and said, could you be even more specific with my child? We'd like a few more limits. And we have the flexibility to do that if that's what a parent would like.
So as you said, too, and every school can kind of make their own program.
You can make those adjustments. It is down to the individual student, down to a grade level. We can make the adjustments necessary. So what a kindergarten student can do is not going to be the same as what a high school senior can do. They're not at the same level.
And that's good, too, because, I mean, you know, a second grader on something versus a seventh grader on something is completely different. I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking about this. And I think it eases parents' fears a little bit, too.
We hope so.
Yeah.
We hope so.
We've been talking with David Roberts. He is the technology administrator with the Boise School District about how they're keeping kids safe online while they are on the 16,000 devices within the Boise School District. Thanks so much for the conversation.
My pleasure.
I'm Gemma Gaudet. You're listening to Idaho Matters.